The following will contain spoilers and expletive language. Watch Movie Do podcast is a show that features a collective of friends and colleagues that have become so conceited that they record themselves watching movies. You, the unwashed masses, are required to listen with massive fervor and a grand sense of self. Hilarity will ensue and tempers will flare. Well, hopefully the first part.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Watch Movie Do Podcast.
Hooray!
We are back for Black Superhero Appreciation Month.
Or week, or whatever this
or
is.
Week.
Hooray!
Month.
Month.
But only 28 days.
No!
No. 31. That's what I said, only 31. Good. So we've got some hosts here. We got, you know, Derwin, and Pat, yep. And Dick, and Valerie, and Hannah.
Hooray!
Holla.
What?
Hannah, holla. You're gonna holla, Hannah.
Holla.
Yeah, just like that.
Isn't that a bread? Like a Jewish bread?
It's Jew bread, and it's tasty and delicious.
You just called her Jew bread.
That's okay.
Well, she is Jewish.
Yeah.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
If anything, you are like you're one of the prime people to use the phrase holla.
Legit. I'll go with that. That was.
I mean,
cool.
If anyone can say it,
that's
you
cool.
Can say it.
I can say
because
it
because she's Jewish and black. She can say holla,
holla.
And it hits on every level.
But you gotta
say the. I can't do that though.
Holla,
holla.
Like she's lucky. You don't understand. We're gonna be watching one of Derwin's favorites.
No.
Not just favorite superhero movies, but favorite movies of all time.
Not really.
He has this on his sheet.
This is his favorite Wayne's Brothers movie.
Yes,
oh,
it is.
No!
It is my favorite
no.
movie.
The Wayne Brothers?
Well, no. It
just stars one of the Wayne Brothers.
It's different Wayne's brother.
Okay, but...
It's not Marlon and Sean. It's the other one.
It's
really?
It's Damon, the really talented one.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we might be okay.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
I know who it is. I was trying to...
It's Damon Ellen Greer,
I
Damon
know.
Wayne.
I was trying to get a rise out of him.
We're happy and we're singing and
I was trying to get a rise out of him.
None of those are in this movie.
I know.
I know. No, you didn't.
Yeah. It's like, dude, I've seen this movie.
Now, just looking at this
month.
Menu, what do you guys think this movie will be like?
Looks like shit.
Yeah. Speaking of toilets.
Speaking of toilets and plungers, this looks like, you know it's going to be a terrible movie when they don't put any effort into the DVD menu.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, to be fair...
Nothing moving.
This was an old release.
No, this DVD. Looks like a background of a tie-dye t-shirt.
Yeah, and nothing
I would
comes
wear that
good
shirt.
As tie-dye.
Oh, yeah.
I would wear that shirt.
I'd wear it as well.
Oh.
Well, what do you think of the movie, Pat?
I enjoy it. I like it.
You can't say your review before we watch
it. It's not a review. It's just asking him what he thinks of it.
Yeah. Those are Long Johns, right?
I love this menu.
Looks like
this is probably,
I love how crappy it is.
This menu is amazing.
Like how his gloves are yellow and they like put it against a yellow...
Yeah, they blend in.
The yellow logo and you can't... Like,
it's
pinky what is
has
it?
Disappeared.
Yeah.
Right.
And now for scenes of us watching Blank Man.
Oh, that's so racist. Look at that.
Of color.
That is so racist.
Of color.
PG-13.
Of color.
Color.
Oh my god. I've never seen that before.
Off-color humor.
I've seen off-color humor, but not in a black movie.
None of the ratings? None
yeah,
of the ratings?
I've seen that before.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Dream.
Let's see if Hannah and Valerie recognize who the grandma is.
Oh my gosh. It's Mrs. Winslow.
Nope.
Oh, no. All black people look the same.
Where in the world
oh
is
my God,
garbage
and
you?
He spilled chemicals by accident on his coat and then put his coat on accident on the fire. And then it didn't burn up. He found a way that it magically is fireproof. That's a key point for this movie.
Oh, no! Grandma, no!
No, this movie just got bad. You don't kill the chief.
The chief never dies, man.
But the gumshoes are on the trail now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically they're brothers, but
they're not brothers,
or are they just cousins? And of course, they're also cousins.
Yeah.
So ridiculous.
That's great.
That it stops knives.
Yes. Yeah, why not?
Wouldn't it be so hard he couldn't wear it?
No, he found the solution to it.
And I just realized...
With a solution.
With a solution. Aww.
I never noticed this before, but yeah, that the cape was his grandma's...
House robe.
Yeah. Yes. I didn't even realize that.
That's great.
Aww.
That's pretty sweet. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
It is.
I know.
That's touching.
I know it's cool.
Toothpaste.
Wait, did he say this?
Yes, he did.
Wait. He said the what of life?
The speculum of life.
And that's what girls use?
Oh my god.
That's what gynecologists
good.
Use.
That's good. That's good.
I just had ghost pains.
It's be too cold in the winter.
You're really sad, Valerie?
Hannah.
Oh.
Oh. Don't make fun of me.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I really thought that was Valerie.
So you were going to make fun of me?
No, that wasn't.
What did Valerie Hannah do?
She said it's really sad. It is sad. I was going to agree.
Yeah, it's a low point for him.
No, it's a, it, he's
it's,
finding
it's a low point.
Yeah, he's finding himself.
He's finding
That's
his
all.
Place.
Yeah, he's finding himself in the low point.
They were joking about the kiss that he got from the girl. They were like, yeah, it's a buddy kiss. And he's like, yeah, tongue buddy. Bazinga.
Tongue buddy.
Tongue buddy.
Zynga, like the game thing?
Yeah.
Bazinga.
Bazinga.
Just, yeah.
Nelly is a motherfucker.
That's right. He's a grandmother fucker.
Wow. The blank screen? What is he going to see on it?
Oh, yeah, right. Because
what is he going to see on the blank screen? Oh, no! His only weakness! Poor robot! All the sodas are going to be all shook up.
Oh,
how did he even get to that point on the staircase?
Just kept falling down the stairs. They must have had so much fun filming that.
Yeah.
Throwing the robot down the stairs.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, it pops right back
up. Oh, that's
up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
He was like a...
Like a Segway.
Yeah.
Like a Segway.
It really took a left turn at this point.
It's just very...
Bomb-sniffing dog.
Bomb-sniffing robot
well, it's
dog.
It's an ode to the old Batman.
Yeah.
Like the...
He's not so upset about his grandma that
right.
J5, that's the one that does it.
Well, he's impassioned.
The gift or something. How's he get a blank man t-shirt? This really cool
blank man t-shirt. But if he ever wears it, then they'll know it's him!
Yeah, exactly.
They printed one just to find him. An elderly woman, a politician, and a robot explode.
I don't know.
That's not accurate.
Elderly woman doesn't explode.
More thin, and more vague, and more.
The
of
old
it.
Woman doesn't explode.
She yeah. does.
No.
Oh, internal.
About,
in our hearts.
Can I try?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, how about the chief's spawn saves the day?
The chief's spawn?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Spawn of the chief.
It's better than Pat's, at least.
What? How does the spawn of the chief?
Spawn
well,
of
it's
the chief.
Your grandchildren.
Yeah.
Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, because I was thinking
That's
from the
spawn.
Movie. I get it. Okay, gotcha. Nope. Yeah. Okay.
I tricked you.
You did.
I win.
All right, Dick Gertis, go ahead.
What about the fork holds the bridge to...
Happiness.
Safety.
What?
Oh, I like that.
Because the fork...
The fork, the bridge
of
down
the glass.
Safety.
It was the arm of his glasses, but that still works anyway.
Dick
well,
is
it's,
so...
But it's holding the bridge of the...
Dick is yeah. so upset right now.
Wait, why?
He's like, no.
Why are you upset?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's called support.
Hey,
support your wife.
Support your local wife.
Your local wife.
It better be your only wife.
Oh, stop. No. There's so many avenues to choose from. I can't think of the best one.
Blue hair won't get you far.
No, what?
Blue hair.
Blank Man is a tragic story about the fall of a crime boss.
No.
No. That's the worst one yet.
That's the worst.
Whatever.
Pat was so upset.
You all badmouth every single one that I say. The last seven that I've ever given you say no. And then you list a subplot.
That's the way he does every one of them.
I know.
They used to be so good.
Oh.
That's like,
well,
hurtful.
Yeah, that was a little hurtful.
I'm sorry.
Dick's a dick.
Use your honest statements.
Yeah, Pat, you need to do some justice here. A little bit.
I feel.
Dick doesn't know what he's talking about.
Next one.
He likes good
burger. Get the next one.
Okay.
Does that mean I win?
Yes.
Yeah. Anna wins.
I win.
Do you want to? Oh, Valerie already did one.
Yes, she did.
Derwin didn't do one.
I never do one. I don't want to do one.
Okay.
I'm not going to start now.
So what did you think of the movie, Valerie?
It was fun. It was nice to go back to the Batman days. So. It was nice. And
she
he wasn't
it.
As annoying as he could be. So, it was good.
Yay.
She liked it.
I knew she wouldn't hate it. At the very least.
Hannah, what did you think of the movie?
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yay!
I felt emotionally attached as soon as you pointed out that she was not Mrs. Winslow. And instead she was the chief, which made it even better.
Because
I think, I'm pretty sure I've beaten every single level in where in the USA is Carmen Sandiego. I'm working on where in the world.
A long time.
And I have where in time.
Ooh.
One and two.
Those were good games.
Yeah, from Broderbund.
Well, she sneaks around the world from key up to Carolina. She's a sticky fingered filter.
Oh, she knows it.
That's
awesome.
So take you a ride on a slow boat to China. Tell me
where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
See the soul in South Korea. I can keep going.
That was so good, Darren. Oh, she knows it.
Yeah, I don't know it. I don't know it.
Really? It's like the best song
it
ever.
It is.
Actually, that whole album for that show is
there's
so...
An album
there is an
for
album
the show.
What?
Show is so amazing.
Because Rockapella also did incidental music during the show, right?
Yeah.
And, but, like...
Oh, yeah, well, they're, like, answering questions and stuff, right?
Yeah, so they did some of that, but, like, it's other songs about traveling and other songs about places around the world with different artists
and stuff.
So, like, it mostly features Rockapella, but there's people like Tito Puentes on it.
Oh, wow.
And,
Tito.
Oh, what is the... They have, like, an Irish band on there and, another Motown group. Like, Latin.
Dick, what do you think of movies?
Oh, well, that's... Still,
I think it still holds up as being hilarious. I thought it was hilarious when I first saw it, and I still think it's hilarious.
Yay!
It's I don't know why more people don't watch this movie. It was as funny as Dumb and Dumber, but cleaner.
I can agree with that.
It's not as funny as Dumb and Dumber.
It's not as funny. Well, it's not as funny as Dumb and Dumber, but it's the same kind of
to a different audience.
It's smarter than
of
Dumb and
the,
Dumber.
Oh yeah, much smarter.
It's a kid. It's of a kid. It's a kid friendly
it's
Dumb and Dumber.
It's a kid friendly Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah? It's a family friendly Dumb and Dumber.
I have not seen Dumb and Dumber, but I think I would enjoy.
What?
I think I would enjoy Blank Man better than Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah,
I think
you would.
Yeah.
It's true.
That movie's pretty.
People can like quote that movie, like up the wazoo.
Yeah.
So Pat, what do you think of Blank Man?
Blank Man gets better every time I see it.
Yay!
How many times have you seen it?
Maybe four. Yeah, it was really not many, but I did not see it in theaters. I saw it.
We
at,
saw it
at
or
home.
Something, right? Like with we saw.
No,
yeah,
no.
The previous time that I saw it, Derwin, it was after you and Anthony and I watched Defendor. And we were so bummed out.
Right.
What the heck is Defendor?
Defendor is
Woody Harrelson.
Sounds exactly.
It's Woody Harrelson in a type of this type of.
Yeah, it's a dark comedy about a guy who fashions his own costume and makes his own weapons to fight crime. It wasn't very good, and it was actually really depressing to watch. And to cheer ourselves up, and afterward we said we need to watch Blank Man.
We should watch Defendor.
Oh, God.
No. That's no. Why. No, that's it's not. Why.
No.
We watched It's a Talking Cat, Derwin.
I know.
Okay, oh, clearly we can watch Defendor. Oh, you don't know about It's a Talking Cat?
No, I wasn't.
That's what we called it. You about that one day.
I couldn't understand a word you said in that.
What do you think of the movie?
Yeah. Lightning bolt or no lightning bolt?
Lightning bolt or no lightning bolt? It's a talking cat exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point.
Yeah, what?
Sorry, Mark Roberts? Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts?
Sorry, Eric it's Roberts.
It's the talking cat.
As the talking
cat. It's the talking cat.
Who wants to hear that voice coming out of a cat?
I just pooped my pants. Oh, no.
I really like it. I remember renting it from the video station. That's what the video store was called.
Huzzah.
Oh.
Like the blank station.
Exactly.
But the video station.
The blank screen.
I remember watching it with my cousin, and we both really liked it. And I still like it. It's really good.
It hits a soft spot in your heart.
It really does.
Like a hug from a friend.
Yes.
I don't think kids these days would appreciate it, though, because they don't appreciate the old Batman.
Because they,
no, they could. They
no,
would.
No.
They don't appreciate the old Batman.
I really don't think they would. I think they would say, oh, it doesn't
what
have special
this?
Effects. Where's the seat?
It's
where's
not
the,
like Family Guy.
Where's the graphic?
I think
where's
they would,
the graphic?
It's not
I
like
think
Family
they
Guy.
They would appreciate it, but I don't think they would understand all of the underlying stuff
yeah.
in it. Like old Batman.
Right. That's true.
Like that, you know, people really believed in... Well, still, I'll get to that later. Like, some really, like, believe in this kind of thing, you know?
Right.
Like the... They don't get where the... Oh, purse snatcher kind of thing comes from. Because sure, that doesn't happen. Well,
not, they would know what that is. Yeah, that's true.
Wait,
so
I don't
like
know
the big,
what that
like,
is.
Like a big joke about a purse snatcher like gets a woman's purse and like the hero goes and Clark Kent changes his outfit and goes and gets a purse. Like
right, right.
Mm.
The context and the old references.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
Right. Because Superman in the old cartoons, he would run into a telephone booth
and
spin around in a blur and shoot out, and suddenly he's Superman.
Yeah, that's why he went into the Ed.
The porta potty scene,
like,
right?
Was shaped like a telephone booth.
Yeah,
which we don't have anymore.
Right.
Thanks to Kiefer Sutherland.
Yes!
Things like that. I don't.
Air high five.
Wow, I don't think kids would really get things like that.
In fact, that idea of Superman changing in the telephone booth, it's such an antiquated idea that in the 1975, in the original Superman movie, he looks at a telephone booth and gives it a once over with his eyes and dismisses it and decides not to, and then he goes and changes somewhere else
in the bathroom.
So even as far back as that, he was saying, "No, I'm not going to do that anymore." He was doing it way before then, but at that point they were deciding he's going to be modern and different.
Hmm. They have a scene. I'm sorry for a tangent, but they have a scene in Spice World.
That's the best opening sentence ever.
I love that movie.
Oh,
what?
What's wrong?
We should
with
watch
Spice
that.
World?
We should watch that.
Yes, we should.
It's a really good movie. And
I haven't watched it
like...
since my sister was 12.
Watched a couple
weeks ago. Wow, you've seen it and I haven't.
You love this movie. Anyway, there's a scene.
Well,
do
you like the Spice Girls, Valerie?
No. I mean, whoa. I don't not like them.
They're a national treasure.
They are
worth it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really funny.
So the scene.
Okay, so the scene is they're a Spice Force 5 where they're secret agents and shit. So what they each have like a power or whatever. And so one of them is able to, like, disguise themselves as anything. And she runs into a phone booth.
Ah.
And she spins around and becomes a man. And, like, and I was watching this, and again, it's something that kids wouldn't get now.
Right. They wouldn't get that.
They don't
get
it.
Does he do that in the Superman Return movie?
No.
No, he changes in a elevator? Or, no, but... I don't remember, but no, not at all.
But it's similar.
No.
No? He doesn't do it like quickly like that? Like
Man, I can't remember if it's that one or Superman 4 where he flies through the elevator and flies up through the shaft and his clothes fall off of him.
That sounds like remember. That would sound like a Superman 4 thing.
Yeah.
That one's
so best. what do they do in Superman Returns then?
Very little. There's very little fanfare about him changing. Which was really aggravating at the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's how he sees something on the street and wants to do something.
Right.
Whatever.
But Blank Man is better than that.
Man's better than Superman Returns.
Yeah.
Yes.
So go see Blank Man. Lightning round.
Ding, 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 ding.
We don't have to do that every time.
It certainly helps.
All right. All right, I'm going to start with Valerie Lightning Bolt.
What are you, drunk?
I'm going to have Lightning Bolt.
Oh, wait, what?
A drunk question deserves a drunk answer.
Wait. Lightning Bolt or no Lightning Bolt?
I have a Lightning Bolt.
Okay, that's a Lightning Bolt.
No, it's not!
You said one for Lightning Bolt.
Have a Lightning Bolt.
Oh, only half?
That's generous. Boo. That's generous.
All right, generous Gertis is going to give it...
That's right.
...a full Lightning Bolt.
Yeah.
Friends. Pat. Magoof. Lightning Bolt. No Lightning Bolt.
Magoof here gives one whole Lightning Bolt to Blank Man.
Yay, that's already 2.5. We know what Derwin's going to say.
Oh, yeah, one full Lightning Bolt.
One full Lightning Bolt. All right, so far it's 3.5 Lightning Bolts out of 4, Hannah. What are you going to do for this movie?
For this one, for Blank Man, I give it one full...
Nice. Oh, you're mean to me. Okay, yay. So we give this movie 3.5 Lightning Bolts out of 4 and one... out of...
I didn't give it an I give it an
okay, there well. Should be a in front of it.
All right, we'll let the girls do the.
Very clever.
Thank you.
Very good.
So that's definite recommendation.
Yeah, that is a recommend.
But you should also go watch Batman with Adam West, so you're familiar with that, and then watch this.
It'll help a little bit.
It'll help.
If you know, Adam West.
Good old Adam West. I think they'd have to be grown up with it, though, to really...
Shark repellent.
It would help.
You don't need to grow up with shark repellent. You just need to know what it is and then spray it all over the sharks.
Right. That shark repellent.
Oh, that was so funny. Something that, like, I really liked about this movie is that it really made me feel more attached. This sounds really lame. But more attached to those people who, like, really fight crime. Not like cops, but like... Okay, I might have come out wrong. But, like, you know those people who dress up as crime fighters and have, like, names and secret lairs and shit and, like, go out and fight crime?
You mean in real life?
In real life!
No. There was someone who did dress up as Batman in the UK recently.
I heard about that guy. He escorted somebody to a police station, right?
Yeah.
He can't be original.
No, but these people...
It was the Adam West Batman, though.
Yeah.
Still, he couldn't be, like, the other guy.
No, but there's people who dress up as superheroes, and they have their own personas, and...
Like the people in front of the Hollywood China...
Kind of
Hollywood
theater.
China theater.
But they're not self-serving. They're just... They really do what they do.
They really do, like, have the same mindset as,
Daryl?
Yes.
Perkins.
Perkins?
No, I just made that.
That's Darrell Perkins.
Okay.
Walker, right? Was Walker. It Walker?
Yeah,
Texas Ranger Walker.
Daryl Walker, yeah.
Daryl Walker.
So, yeah, and it's really kind of cool. I have a video about this somewhere, and I know there's a movie coming out about it soon.
Do they actually fight crime?
They fight crime.
Wow.
They fight crime, and they, like, are, like, have a good rapport with community members, and, like, it's really cool. And they, like, generally believe in this is their way of making the world a better place.
Wow.
And it's really cool.
That's great.
Sometimes that's what you gotta do.
But wouldn't the cops arrest them for being vigilantes?
Not really. That's why when they have like a good relationship, well, they have to establish a good relationship with.
Really,
the
they do have a relationship with the. Wow,
yes.
That's great.
It's awesome.
I've not even heard
it
of these.
It started
people.
In Canada, of all places, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
The place with less crime.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it starts
save
in Canada,
my puppy.
And then it's, like, gradually moves south. It's really cool.
Wow.
All right, look, all of you listeners are our buddies and pals and friends, so do us a solid and hit that like button on Facebook and YouTube and iTunes. Subscribe. You know, post a comment. I don't even care if you don't like the show.
Yeah.
And post that you don't like the show. I don't care.
Tell us what you don't like about us.
Just post something.
Post that you like Friends.
Be rude.
Oh, jeez. Post Friends. www.watchmoviepodcast.com.
www.don'tbedrunk.com.
I haven't even... I'm so dry. Nobody knows.
How dry I am. Watch Movie Do Podcast.
Watch Movie Do Podcast. At what?
Gmail.com.
That's not the website.
No.
Website is .com.
That's not the website.
I want them to go to the website.
Okay, watchmoviedopodcast.com.
Yeah, and then the Facebook. All right. Hannah, say something about goodnight or something.
What? No pressure. Okay.
There isn't.
You're the guest. It's your duty.
Oh, it's her duty?
It's my duty?
It's your honor.
You signed it when you walked over that threshold.
I signed nothing.
It's just like, no, it's just like dogma. You don't have a choice. You pass through the arch.
Pass through the arch and that's what happened.
Okay. Well, my fellow crime fighters. We're signing off. This is Watch Movie Do Podcast. Thank you and good night. Ha 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 ha